steroid-type medications, which will sort of act like wringing out a sponge and decrease his pressure. It's a temporary measure, but it can be life-saving until he can be evacuated.
Come back. Sorry about this. You know, I was afraid to ask to borrow it. I was afraid you would say no. I mean, you'd have to. Would you like some coffee?
If you're having some?
I am. Come on in. Why don't you make yourself at home? Now, just, you know, have a seat.
You get a chance to use it?
Well, I felt a lot safer having it. Oh, the milk went bad while I was in jail.
Black's fine.
Cool.
Would you care to hang on to it for a while? It wouldn't be legal, but it makes you feel better, I guess.
Well, thanks. I got one now.
You went out this morning and bought a gun?
What? I didn't hear you.
You went out this morning and bought a gun?
Well, let's say I got one now, okay?
Somebody loan it to you?
Yeah. All right. We're on. Might be a little black. Do I hear some music?
Sure.
Cool. You know, I couldn't wait to get home last night and wash the gel out of my hair.
Looks nice.
Thanks.
You never got into the whole CD revolution?
Oh, I got a few. But I can't afford to start all over again. I mean, I invested too much time and money in my albums.
Yeah, but you can't get new stuff on records.
I don't get new stuff at all. Getting your stuff that off.
WZBC. Good evening, cowhands, cowpokes, cow eaters, and of course the American moo cow. How are you tonight? And all the other cow fans of the cow god up in the American sky since America is all about eating cow and potatoes. Don't forget those. Gotta get your starches now. Out of Newton, home of the roaming rogue cow, male and female, squirting milk all over the freeway. Sector R, of course. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Ready for another run on that Audio Works speed stretch outside of town, where various audio cranks can get together and calibrate together. And other illicit off-the-clock activities. That is about the only time Americans are interesting, is when they're off the job, pursuing one of their all-American hobbies. Like building monuments to receding nothingness. And saluting. But I don't want to get off into a Mr. Negative kind of thing. As that trumpet player once said, I'll just let my tapes be my lawyer. Let them do the talking for me. New Metaphysics, the Gary Geiserman. The webcam's working. If you want to get the dirty pictures, the pictures that were banned on the internet, that's how bad and illicit and dangerous and psycho and sick and illegal, beyond bestial that they are. ZBCOnline.com. ZBCOnline.com. Sing it out. Sing it proud. I'm going to be on the camera tonight, injecting myself with strange, exotic, dangerous, perhaps even healthy, organic chemicals and molecules that go along with the chemicals. All night long, till I blow up or finish my show, whichever comes first. And of course, there'll be some graphics describing each injection, and a link to the one of those desk reference pharmacological tomes that tell you all about it, from the white man's world, it is. Anyhow, this is my year coming up now. 1999 plus 2001, Space Odyssey. This is a year for, has to happen every 9 years, what's going to happen this year, so just be ready for it. And understand that it's part of the process. It's in the loop, must go through it, type of affair. But don't worry, I, the Right Honorable, the Major, Gary Geiserman, your friend, co-pilot through the bumpy night, is experienced in this sector, and will bring you home all year. Even if you're not listening to this show, I'll get you. All right, enough. Enough with Romanian poetry. Let's speak English. Or get out of the damn country!
And therefore, the society itself has got to be a non-homogenized mixture of things.
It's kind of like the Twilight Zone or something.
You're a sad and pathetic man. You're a homosexual and you don't want to be. But there's nothing you can do to change it. Not all your prayers to your God. Not all the analysis you can buy in all the years you've got left to live. You may very well one day be able to know a heterosexual life, if you want it desperately enough.
The outcome was good. We were lucky in a sense. We were able to stabilize him long enough to get him evacuated. The weather conditions were terrible, and we couldn't get a helicopter in because of the weather. But we were able to load him up on a stretcher and carry him out. And he actually did quite well, to the point where the expedition lasted about 2 months. And toward the end of the expedition, he actually came back and rejoined us.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Kenneth Kamler. He's a hand surgeon, but he's also a mountain climbing expedition doctor, and his new memoir is called Doctor on Everest. He was there, by the way, during the storm in 1996. What's the impact on your ability to think clearly and to remember things when you have so little oxygen getting to your brain because the air is so thin? Does it make it difficult for you to function well as a doctor?
Yes, it does. I'm called upon to make some critical medical decisions, which are complicated enough in a modern hospital intensive care unit. And I'm often in a situation where I'm not getting enough oxygen myself, and it's very cold, and the cold is sort of debilitating as well. So you often have a situation where it's hard to think clearly, and sometimes it's literally confusing to figure out how to tie your shoes. That becomes a problem, much less making difficult medical decisions. But I find that I'm aware that I'm thinking slowly. It's not like I'm
And this has to be patently obvious. Well, the Chinese traditionally, and East Asian society as a whole. The idea of a homogenized population, to you, is equatable almost with the void of individuality. Such mass persuasion could succeed.
Your call is very important to us. Please leave your first and last name and a telephone number along with any possible extensions, and someone will return your call within the next 5 to 10 minutes. Thanks for calling. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Yeah, what sorts of models do you have? We have Spanish, black, white, and Asian females available.
And what kind of Asian? Thai or Japanese?
Thai.
And what's the going rate?
Where are you located?
In Brookline.
$200 for the hour.
And are these people you can have sex with, or?
That's between you and the girl.
Uh-huh.
It's a full body massage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And can you order them with high heels and platform shoes and things like that?
Yeah.
That can all be ordered?
Yeah.
Okay, let me think about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
End result not be a vast homogenized population.
Sick today. As far as the airline knows, I'm still available.
Are you?
I don't know. I'm going to go and talk with Nicolette and Dargis today. I'm going to do what you suggested. Talk it out and see what happens.
What I meant was to have a lawyer do the negotiating for you.
No, I want to talk to them first. I know more now about Ordeal's money.
Well, if it's the ATF guy that wants you, that'll only interest him up to a point.
No, but it's a lot of money. It's $500,000 all in Kabul. And more coming in.
How'd you find that out?
Adele told me last night.
He called?
He came by.
What'd you do?
We talked.
Do you think he still trusts you?
He had his doubts at first, but he's always trusted. He wants to believe more than anything else that he still can.
Why?
Because he needs my ass. Otherwise, that money's just going to sit over there at Cabo. Want some sugar?
No, thanks. There's got to be other ways of getting it out.
Well, maybe. And I'm the only one he's ever used. I mean, he can't use his other people. They're crooks. I mean, he might try to bring the money in himself, but he ain't going to want to stand in no customs lines. So either he recruits another Cabo stewardess so he continues to trust me, and I made him feel like he still can.
Are you going to offer to set him up?
Yeah, if I get off. Otherwise, fuck him.
It's very possible that Ordell's killed somebody. You realize that?
Well, I ain't going back to jail. And I ain't doing that probation thing again. Max, how do you feel about getting old?
You're not old. You look great.
No, I'm asking you, how do you feel about getting old? Doesn't it bother you?
It's not really something I think about.
Really?
Oh, I guess I got a little sensitive about my hair a few years ago. It started falling out, so, you know, I did something about it.
How'd you feel about that?
I feel fine with it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. I did it to feel better about myself, and, you know, I do. I look in the mirror, looks like me.
Yeah, but it's different for men.
You know, I can't really feel too sorry for you in this department. I bet that except for possibly an afro, you look exactly the way you did at 29.
Well, my ass ain't the same.
Bigger?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Something else worry you?
I always feel like I'm starting over. How many bombs you said you're out?
15,000.
Is that a lot?
It's plenty.
Well, I've flown over 7 million miles and I've been waiting on people for 20 years. And after my bust, the best job I could get was with Cabo Air, which is the worst job you can get in this industry. And I make $16,000 a year plus retirement benefits, so I ain't worth a damn. And with this arrest hanging over my head, Max, I'm scared. And if I lose this job, I gotta start all over again, and I ain't got nothing to start over with. I'll be stuck with whatever I can get. And that shit is more scary than Ordell.
Cluster some 500 light years from Earth. Although the cluster consists of hundreds of stars, seven stand out clearly to the naked eye.
And, you know, right away we felt that there was a pursuit on. You know, right away, pursuit on. You know, right away,
clearly to the naked eye. Greeks call them the nymphs of heaven. We call them the seven sisters.
To do that, we're going to not. You know, this is not just about Republicans. It's about what the American people want.
What was going through your mind? What did you want to talk about?
There's a lot of things that we need to do.
You could never know. You could fucking never know. You could never know. You could never know. You could fucking never know. Fucking never know.
We also need to protect and grow the ability for us to grow this economy.
Never know. A Klan member.
execute the type of legislation, the passive legislation that we need to have to create jobs in this country.
They followed him. They followed him to his stop. Followed him. Stop. They followed him. Stop. They followed him to his stop. 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 Stop.
4 million people that don't have insurance.
Stop.
Those good common sense ways.
Stop. They got off the train. They got off.
I'm aware I'm thinking slowly, and therefore I can just sort of concentrate and focus, and I find I can get the job done, even though it's a little harder than...
To eliminate the marriage penalty.
Individuality. Throughout the talk, I get a tone of Western individualism reacting so strongly against this kind of mass persuasion and...
tell you that you ought to use both hands until you get used to it.
Effort without a realization that the idea of a homogenized
computer such as or devices such as optical switches using this technique, or memory units, etc. There are lots of possibilities for information storage and information processing.
What about just studying the phenomenon itself? You know, just having this
photon sitting in a bottle somewhere. I mean, could you learn more from it just by constantly doing this experiment over by a lot of people?
Well, I mean, actually, indeed you could. I mean, now that you mention it, you were asking, could you, before, you know, what would it look like?
Right.
In some sense, it's kind of hard to look at a pulse of light as it's zooming by at the speed of light. The old days when the speed of light was, you know,
right.
300 million meters per second. But, border off our field of pain, nail in the night. Give ourselves to the simple tune. 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 This blighted earth, our fertile soil, this sheer drop of light, our spoils, hell with women, hell without, our soil, the curtain first, the shit.
If you pursue it with the fervor with which you annihilate, you're a sad and pathetic man. I'm here.
said right here to your neighbors. It is not too much to say that in your hands lies the possibility of averting other tragedies like it. We must work untiringly so that our children are obliged to learn the truth, because it is only through knowledge that we can safely protect them. Failing this, the next tragedy may be that of your daughter or your son. That we can safely protect them. Failing this, the next tragedy may be that of your daughter or your son.
Dick Cheney's former firm, Halliburton, a division of them actually oversaw the construction.
You're a homosexual and you don't want to be. But there's nothing you can do to change it.
And Enron doesn't need the energy policy. Who's going to be the best beneficiary?
I feel honored by the fact that Dr. Pierce dedicated Hunter to me. You know, I appreciated it. I admire Dr. Pierce. His dedication, intelligence, sincerity. One of my mottos is kill them. Kill them all. I see these, you know, two girls hitchhiking on the side of the road, and I usually pick up women every time, you know, I see them hitchhiking, you know. I wouldn't want them to get, you know, picked up by some nigger and get raped. I steered the conversation into a discussion of race. Mentioned the word nigger, see what they say. Come to find out, the one sitting next to me had dated niggers, you know. So I turned around and asked the other one if she dated niggers too. She said no, but she would if she had a chance.
It's sea level.
So what happens if you need a doctor?
Yeah, that's what people say to me up on the mountain. The people I climb with are very experienced, and they very often do climb without doctors on other expeditions. So many of them do have a good deal of medical experience. Some of them are emergency.
Again, it's difficult to explain, and I think we take this music seriously.
It was way too little questioning and skepticism of Enron's almost non-intelligible
business model. Of individuality, that the individual seeks his own self-consciousness through himself.
And if you can just trap it in these atoms, of course, you've written the state of this pulse onto the atoms, and you can just look at the atoms and find out what it looks like. So I think that the possibilities for looking at light more closely once it's standing still, I think that there are good possibilities there.
Value. And therefore, the society itself has got to be a non-homogenized mixture of things.
Now, I told you not to let them bite your toes off, and you always do!
Mommy, my toes are bleeding!
You'll just have to take care of it yourself, because I'm really terribly busy at the moment. Why don't you go downstairs, get some gauze from the torture chamber, and bandage your toes yourself? You're a big boy now! Get some gauze from the torture chamber, and bandage your toes yourself! You're a big boy now!
I hear him coming. Hey, hey. Schnauzer. We got ourselves a fresh meal coming
down the street.
Him and his child.
No, when you hear footsteps, you always make me think.
And this has to be patently obvious. Well, the Chinese traditionally, and East Asian society as a whole, is based...
Meaning which everyone can interpret it differently about the yellow submarine.
Yeah.
interpreted differently about the yellow submarine.
You see, my head was full of questions. But the most of the time, she was telling me... hadn't many chances to ask her something.
Technicians, and they've had a lot of first-hand experience, so I think that they would be able to take care of me in an emergency situation.
According to quantum mechanics, you cannot know where it is and how it's moving at the same time.
She said no, but she would if she had a chance. So I decided to kill him.
It's a sort of, it's an understanding that we're banding together in a yellow submarine.
You know, so I turned around and asked the other one if she dated niggers too. She said no, but she would if she had a chance.
In this gas, that you would find a similar uncertainty relationship about space, you know, how far this, yeah, this packet extends, and what the waves in the
right,
fossilized gas look like.
Dr. Lloyd got...
tried to establish contact with us humans.
A law firm firm called Pillsbury Madison, engaged first by the RTC and then later by the Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation that succeeded the RTC. We have had now over 5 years of investigation into that story. They're really hard right conservatives, and that's a huge audience. In fact, all of the polls indicated that the single greatest influence both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And in a sense, the disappointing part of that was the sense that it left me that a lot of the press had devoted so many hours and so many thousands of huge audience. In fact, all of the polls indicated that firm called Pillsbury Madison engaged for the press tends to be in terms of where and how they express opinions.
W the Z Radio, bought and paid for by the international audience, at least the ones with embassies in Boston. An unspoken of tradition for going on 12 years now here at the station. Romania night tonight here. Bucharest All-Stars. Big Giorgio, the mountain, what they call old Giorgio in the old days? Well, he was the blasphemed was Giorgio's nickname before they caught him. Of course, now they just have him do a program once a week instead of those nefarious activities with the compost rail and the hanging meat hooks back at his castle. And various other Romanian groups here tonight. Otherwise known as No Commercial Potential, the Gary Geiserman New Metaphysics Show, and various other programs all canceled tonight because of the well, they've been canceled for about 7.5 years now, actually, the selling off of the airtime here to the various embassy groups. Part of the State Department Goodwill Tour, and therefore funded by the State Department and some allied offices that you'll never hear about in your entire life. So I take it as a personal challenge to address a mass alien audience tonight, which is what you are, of course. Yes, you are human beings, and in your world, you seem, and it all appears, well and normal. And it's an old theme, so it can be camouflaged among like-minded terrain and various kinds of vector fragments and so forth. Debris, various detritus broken off, leaving sort of a breadcrumb trail. Plug in any of a number of linear loop integrated strings, called a plot line or whatever you guys need. Put on the skins. It'll seem like a regular traditional earthbound program. ZBCOnline.com for the video. WZBC.org for the audio. Those of you who have a video impairment and can only listen. And otherwise, it's 617-552-4686. If you want to return any garments bought before Christmas. Getting some extra revenue selling out part of the phone time. I hope you don't mind. Otherwise, we're going to have to...
Clearway, the press is more conservative than liberal.
Otherwise, we're going to have to send out for Romanian food. And I don't think you want to hear about that.
Clear way, the press is more conservative than liberal.
We'll come back and talk more about it.
In antiquity, the ancient Greeks were very interested in infinity, and there is Zeno's paradox, for example, which... leave the studio.
You can't leave it. Tell us, Zeno's is a fascinating paradox. It says...
Yes, what? Well, if I want to walk out the door,
right.
I have to walk half the distance first, and then the remaining half of the remaining distance, and then half of the remaining distance, and so on.
Finds his self-consciousness, his self-identity, always within a group situation.
All different stages. This is involves too a power struggle between
is based on a different premise.
Infinitely many steps if I take half the distance every time. Seville, who doesn't shave himself. Does he shave himself? Then he doesn't. If he doesn't, then he does. But there's a better way of showing it. University. He had to go to the University of Halle, which happens to be between these two.
Mm-hmm.
numbers or only the odd numbers.
You're going to hear a guy beg for his life, lady, because he betrayed Nani Vitali. Read the paper. Read it. What? Nani Vitali, the dangerous criminal. He's already killed two people. You know what he's known as? The Mad Dog Murderer. You afraid?
Hey, girl.
Hola. Hey, looks like somebody got some new clothes.
Yeah, we did a little shopping. You know, I couldn't have my boy run around looking like no bum.
I didn't look like a bum.
Oh, come on now, man. You know you had that Salvation Army thing going. God damn,
girl. You getting high already? It's just 2 o'clock.
It's that late?
You know, you smoke too much of that shit. That shit's gonna rob you of your ambition.
Not if your ambition is to get high and watch TV.
Oh, y'all a couple of Cheech and Chongs, huh? But don't get up. I got it.
Have a seat.
Yo. Jackie, what's up? No, Jackie, I didn't get your message.
I was going to tell you.
No. Not on the phone. You couldn't lay, huh? You got to make sure ain't nobody following.
Ready to go?
Yeah, there's another bullet.
Here we go.
Check your thumb off the car.
Oh, you mean that big place that's got the sand, it's got the roof on?
You bloody guy! You okay?
Just getting old. Spoke a laugh now. Stop coughing.
Coughing's good. It opens up the capillaries, you know. When you cough, you're pulling air, or in this case,
I'll be right there.
Smoke, into parts of the lungs that don't normally get used. And so, coughing's good. It gets you higher.
You definitely know a lot about that. Look here, Louis. I got to run out for a little while. So, since you like getting high so much, why don't you hang out here with me? I'll watch a little TV.
Way at it.
See, I get high late on when I come back. See, I get high at night when I get through with all my business. Got a
high one? No, it's Helmet Burger.
Why don't you walk me to the dough space, girl? I hope you don't mind hanging out with Louis.
No problem.
Try not to tear his clothes off from my eye. Hey,
yo, Louis. Catch you later, man.
Okay, later.
Want a metrics?
Damn. What's a metric?
It's like this major meal that you drink in a shake instead of having a big meal.
It's like a diet thing?
No, it's what bodybuilders drink to beef up.
No, thanks.
Okay. When was the last time I saw you?
Oh, 6-7 years ago.
It doesn't seem like that long ago.
It was that long ago. How old were you in this picture?
Which one?
Roller disco picture. This one.
Oh, 14.
You were 14 here?
Yep.
Shit, man, I thought you were at least 16.
Wow. About the same height now as I was then.
Bruno, duck him.
That other picture, that green one?
Yeah.
That was taken at that place called Flippers. Remember that? It was in Hollywood. Were you in L.A. then?
No.
Where were you?
I was in Detroit.
With Ordell?
Yeah, we had done some time already.
Were you a disco guy?
Yeah.
Come on, don't lie.
No, I wasn't. I didn't like to dance.
Oh. Were you ever in one?
Well, I went to a few just to meet women, but it's so loud and I don't like to dance. I'm during that whole scene, I just drank in bars usually. So who didn't make the cut?
Well, that's a picture of me in Japan.
Whose arm is that?
That's the guy that I live with. His name was Hiroshi.
Well, must have made quite an impression.
Count cheese. I never got to know him, really. You know, I couldn't speak any Japanese, and his English was terrible. But, you know, what am I going to say? His English is better than my Japanese, you know.
Sounds like a problem.
Not really. I mean, we didn't have that much to say to each other anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I never really got to know him, but I knew enough to know that I wasn't missing much, so... Anyway, I keep that picture because of all the fucking time I was there. That's the only picture I've got of me in Japan. Oh. That's Japan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it looks... I can tell.
Wanna fuck?
I got a 5.0 reading here in the Beverly, in the North Shore area here. We're back out quiet on the positive tip here. Thank you, and Chugga Chugga is signing out.
Yeah. You got a beer?
There, and that was really their answer in so many words. If God is infinite, I can still extract a finite number out of that and it will still remain infinite.
For as you are, so once was I. And as I am, too you too will be.
Infinite string of zeros and ones, right? 0.0110011, etc.
Nothing in your hand, you know, that's what it is. Nothing there.
Right. And that relates to Cantor because Cantor really proved that there are as many numbers on a square of unit side as there are on the side. And when he found out, that's how it relates to Cartesian, because he is the...
Can't make out all the words. Some of the phrases become sentence fragments.
Clarity, because of its health benefits as opposed to beef. But the chicken McNugget was the first mass-produced, manufactured poultry commodity.
Some of the shoulders getting a little too rounded off. A little too soon. Certain displeasures building up on the margins. Need that quiet little everyday, non-junked out fix. Tank running low in the emotional buffers. Everything's binary down here, even though science is there's only one variable at a time. Not true.
Whereas most people used to buy their chickens whole and cook them in an oven.
Now
The chicken McNugget really sped up the development.
Always binary down here. Now, I criticize the Matrix, consensus reality, the current popular version, whatever. Because not only is there an alternative, there's many alternatives.
Value-added foods and poultry, so that now the overwhelming majority of chicken is bought in pieces or as McNuggets. It also helped bring to prominence a company called Tyson, which...
And that it represents a new way of looking at life.
The radicals of Berkeley and the hippies of Haight-Ashbury had a natural affinity. We were visionaries, critical of conventional society. But we disagreed about how to change the world. This running argument came to a head over the war in Vietnam.
Sometime in late 1966, Bill Miller, who had been active in the Vietnam War movement, was running a bar in Berkeley, called a bunch of people who were active in the anti-war movement to a meeting behind his bar. There were some people from the Haight-Ashbury who were going to be organizing some kind of activity, and they wanted to tell us about it and ask for support. Well, it was going to be the first be-it. There was this one fellow in particular. He was trying to really get us excited about the plan. He said, "And we're going to have so much music and so much love and so much energy that we're going to stop the war in Vietnam."
"So be content to follow me."
The phone who was at the taping of the Dana Carvey show.
Oh, yeah?
He says Dana's doing a sketch about me tonight.
You know what? Now, tonight I'll watch.
Yeah.
I've been trying to catch that show for the last couple of weeks.
I want to talk to that guy. Like, maybe I could talk to that guy and keep this connection going. Because I don't want to lose this connection. I got to hear that show.
Not all your prayers to your God. Not all the analysis you can buy in all the years you've got left to live. You may very well one day be able to know a heterosexual life, if you want it desperately enough, if you pursue it with the fervor with which you annihilate. But you'll always be homosexual as well. Always, Michael. Always, until the day you die.
So I decided to kill him.
The city was blown up a few days ago. I had a very strong feeling that it was no coincidence that it came on the second anniversary of the Clinton massacre at Waco. And I thought, you hypocrites, what do you expect? When a government engages in terrorism against its own citizens, it should not be surprised when some of those citizens strike back.
Authorities in East Texas say there's little doubt that racial hatred drove three white men to brutally murder a 49-year-old black man from the town of Jasper. They're accused of killing James Byrd. Investigators say they drove him to a rural road, beat him savagely, then chained him to their pickup truck and dragged him for more than a mile.
There's no question that the Turner Diaries had a substantial influence on Bill King and Brewer. Bill King, during the dragging, or immediately after, one or the other, made the comment that we're starting the Turner Diaries early. Talk to everybody they met about, I want you to read this book called The Turner Diaries. Good information that you'll learn a lot from it. They treated it like a Bible.
Was released from a North Vietnamese prison camp.
James Byrd was alive. He was holding his head off the pavement with his elbows. He was twisting his hips from one side to the other. They were slinging him from side to side like a skier behind a boat.
That had proven too much for some Irishman who had scratched underneath the inscription on the stone. To follow you, I am content. I wish I knew which way you went.
In the world, and which manufactures a huge proportion of the McNuggets for McDonald's and also supplies poultry to 90 of the 100 top restaurant chains. McNuggets, and it also helped bring to prominence a company called Tyson, which is poultry to 90 of the 100 top.
So what do you mean by that?
The concentration both in the poultry industry and in the meat industry. And little more than sharecroppers. Methods that they have successfully used with poultry farmers. Job in the United States, and the pay is terrible, and the working conditions are terrible. Slaughterhouse is still a sharp knife being wielded by a human being. Hundreds of people along a line.
What are the wages like?
Here is bad in America's fast food. Large, poorly trained, poorly paid workforce.
Judge intake pepper.
Jobs. Some of the poorest, most disadvantaged, apart from the rest. And starting workers at In-N-Out earn $8 an hour.
Friends. Thanks for the nifty party.
I think that the self-deprecating humor was born out of a low self-esteem, if you will, from a sense of what the times told you about yourself.
Out there, whatever it is you are and you are doing, the WZ is part of a program. You don't need the whole thing anyway. Besides, you know, in the modern matrix, you almost have a black curtain tied around your head. You don't have the bell, though, like in Latin American torture chambers, but you do have that black curtain. But instead of being behind the black curtain is in front of you. And that makes all the difference. Anyway, I would tell you about it, except that you cannot hear, and if you could hear, you wouldn't need me to tell you about it. So I have no one to talk to. Sitting here all alone. Except for the video camera and everything. Yeah, what are you going to do? There's only so much you can do.
Eventually, his head and arm caught on the edge of a culvert, and it ripped his head and his shoulder off.
He sort of bounced from one addictive Kilock to the next obsessive compulsive kind of molehill kind of thing. Out of the Newton, Massachusetts. So I'm practicing putting the in front of every noun or implied noun, or even a formally known as noun. You can get away with that in American. Foreshadowing the coming.
Occasionally, the team has to cancel
of this
performance
by Germany. That's happening. I've heard 2 to 3 years from now it should take place. I'm part of the preparation of the preparing of the beachhead brigade.
And then they continued to drive another mile for no other purpose under the sun except just to mutilate the body.
So we're getting that sort of that sort of dream of the fatherland kind of thing back up to speed. Well, we had that for decades back a ways. Then everything sort of cleared up. There was the so-called spiritual revolution taking place, and the consequent denials and denouements of same. For predictable reasons, society being an organism dedicated to perpetuating its existence, of course. And the main thing that means in 3D space is protecting the borders, boundaries, the membrane. Always the membrane. Kind of a foreskin of things to come, if you know what I mean.
Now, Jeb, good. Two things that are superb with Mullen. Not only is he a great shooter, but he catches it with his head up, so if anybody is to cut to the weak side, anybody is to cut back door, he could see it. Believe it or not, most players with the ball fake as well as the jab series have a tendency to look down. I've never understood that. Is it that Nike means you drive, Adidas means you shoot, Converse means you dribble? I don't know why they're looking down. So head up, catch it in a triple threat position, and make sure you understand if you're coming off a screen, go to your jab series. Footwork.
You know, these family of instructions, you know, these logical one steps. Oh man. You know, the human being is capable of extremely adaptive adaptations. Don't forget that now. Because we're in it. We're adapted, baby. We're used to it. Very used to it. None to blame. It's very good. Pretty soon it'll be hard to keep track of how much fun we're having. Gotta tell you, man. Here's a tape I made in the Holy Land about a month ago. One of my trips, one of my portages, portals, you know, or portrayals of the interstitial ethnocultural semi-octated one half of infinity kind of thing. I have to rewind because I'm using a storage medium that's in the form of a ribbon road that just goes on and on to infinity. Believe me, it does. Even if you doubt that sometimes. I think there are crickets in here. Now they have company here. There are a lot of crickets back there.
Files on the road, hands await, man dancing.
necessary for some sort of message.
I felt honored by the fact that Dr. Pierce dedicated Hunter to me. You know, I appreciated it. I admire Dr. Pierce. His dedication, intelligence, sincerity. One of my mottos is kill them. Kill them all. I see these, you know, two girls hitchhiking on the side of the road, and I usually pick up women every time, you know, I see them hitchhiking, you know. I wouldn't want them to get, you know, picked up by some nigger and get raped. I've steered the conversation into a discussion of race. We're a nigger, see what they say. Come to find out, the one sitting next to me had dated niggers, you know. So I turned around and asked the other one if she dated niggers too. She said no, but she would if she had a chance. So I decided to kill him.
Human emotions caught up in the terrific tension of the flight. Here is the suspense, the surprise, drama of the unknown. Flight to Mars.
We have been expecting you. You will come with us now.
Amazing underground Martian cities, a planet of wonders, both scientific and human, of exciting beauty.
You still object to my proposal?
To destroy these people and all the people on the world as well? Yes, I do.
Our planet is dying. If this ship ever leaves here, it may well be our last chance for survival.
You know, the way we've constructed this thing, there's a good chance we might be able to bring back a couple of extra people. I didn't want to tell you until I was sure of it. But you're going back with me.
I think that was the beginning of slavery on the planet Glaxon, not listed on the big board, but carrying heavy traffic nonetheless. Out of the Newton, the Gary Geiserman radio without the commercials. We can't afford commercials. This budget is too low here. We would if we could, if we would. Every time. So, doing a radio broadcast, deleting various sectors and sections of human experience as per regs. Gotta love them. They always are very social. And you know that's a good thing. And not being social, bad. Anyway, in this version of the human bag, you know, the human thing, it's 50% good and bad. Has some sort of deity concept. A god layer, of course. A local deity. That is. And of course the three-dimensional component of the human concept. One that is not typical out and around, but around here it is. Time-space Matrix, of course. The late, great Matrix. Or at least the generic Matrix, that is. Not the specific, not available for the triple word score game Scrabble. Not that kind. WZBC.org. ZBCOnline.com for the video, such as it is. 90.3 FM around town, tri-state area, Bumpkinville, a little bit of the Midwest here in the Northeast. Well, actually, quite a bit of the Midwest. Quite a large area of the Northeast. That's those damn cultural overlays. I hate those fuckers. I like the generic concepts. Organum. Tertium, I believe it's called. Among the white-haired, white racial brotherhood, of which you, most of you, are all a part. Our demographics skew quite strongly to the white brotherhood, the white race people. You know, the extreme mental inductive kind, the system thinker people, extreme left brain masculine energy. You know the drill. Anyway, they're an interesting race that we can have as a internum regnum type of thing. The in-between state, sort of a good media outlet. That race, which is least good on media, white people, is acting itself as the media. Media and and Angus as well. For the current switchover. This is not like going to the 6S switch either, my friends. This is a little bigger than that. Okay? Just a few rangs of extranum bigger than that.
Tense, exciting adventure on a planet of forbidding danger.
Patients. Their faces linger in my memory like summer days, but none more so than Don Juan DeMarco. And so it was not so insane that we all found ourselves on an airplane flying to the island of Eros. It was like the garden before the fall. Everything seemed possible. And how does our fable end? His Donna Anna, his centerfold. Was she waiting all eternity on the beach for him to return, as they had promised each other? Why not?
stood there erect. Maybe because he understood.
Homosexuality was still classified as a mental illness.
Tell me that the individual finds his self-consciousness, his self-identity, always within a group situation.
Norman mentioned earlier that it is the family. That's the smallest unit, not the individual, the family.
Typical manager at In-N-Out earns $80,000 a year. They provide medical coverage, dental coverage to full-time workers. They have very low menu prices, and they're very successful.
Concept and of an ultimate state that that we are all moving toward.
Not if you are referring to a physical state.
Okay, well, apart from the physical state, beyond that, what is your picture?
Once acknowledgement and understanding is achieved in terms of taking in the scope of all realities and dimensions, then you have reached what you would consider the goal or purpose, for you have redefined what you have been existing through, that it is not limited, it is limitless, and therefore you are back with the creation and the beginning of all that is. You now encompass and can experience all that is simultaneously without having to experience it in parts and pieces as we are progressing through now. Instead of being able to include into our reality and our meaning yours and ours, the understanding at brief moments of the connectedness of all that exists throughout all the universes. And when we say universes in this case, we mean of all the various dimensions and realities that do exist, physical and non-physical. When you reach those spaces for brief moments, you have captured a glimpse of what it would be like once you have achieved your purpose.
What they meant when they said, repent, repent,
repent.
I wonder what they meant when they said, repent,
repent,
repent. I wonder what they meant. They'll be the breakdown of the ancient Western code. Hiroshima. Destroy another fetus now. We don't let children in and out. I've seen the future there. It is murder. Things are going sliding in all directions. Won't be nothing you can't measure anymore. The blizzard of the world has crossed the threshold and it's overturned the order of the soul. When they say, repent, I wonder what they mean. When they say, repent, I wonder what they mean. When they say,
dimensions, you know, all various exponentials of octaves, you know, those groupings. So you have to really get intermediated, you know, get to know the world on your left and the world on your right type of community, you know, community of dimensions. This time, new concept, never integrated it that way, never looked at it that way, just did like a white man two-step on it, sort of like a wagon train kind of deal. Always a problem when you had to circle those wagons in the white man world, because, you know, most of us are white men, and even if we're not exclusively, we pretty much are in general anyway. Besides that, it doesn't really matter beyond that. We're all doing it. So we'll take an interesting turn this year. We're going to go into the invisible portion. You know, that part about approximately two-thirds of the last half of the loop. That's where it disappears, self-reflects for a while, just in the pre-dawn section. That part that can't see itself because it's seeing itself. And then spreads into four and on, baby. On to that ending horizon. How about that one? Yeah, just another couple of facets. But the neatest thing about being alive right now is that that's our reference point for what's to come. That's the setup of the whole thing. I mean, you know, if we have to remind ourselves of certain portions of our mission plan, it could just as easily be that portion. So it's very entertaining and is an excellent driver, I might add. Down here in Newton, doing like a Mon Pa Kettle type of thing.
If you feel like that.
Never a bad thing to do.
If you feel like that, you'll be fat.
So it's doable like that.
If you feel like that, you'll be fat.
Never a bad thing to do. It's doable like
if
that.
If you feel like that, you'll be fat.
Do a little hard bop with me, my friends. So I'm just watching our software for a while. You know, the water period, the digital genetics era, the oneness in
the
threeness as two-ness of oneness era. And
if you feel like that, you'll be
easily accessible to various extremes of the white period we've been in here for a while. This extreme masculine, you know, age with the white race and logical over the illogical, man dominating the planet and operating heavy machinery and stuff on the planet directly. I find that extremely upsetting myself. And it does have interesting sounds, of course, like many things in our world. Because most Americans favor the video instead. You know that. Color over black and white photography. You know all that white racial bullshit. World domination. Domination of the world. And, you know, the whole... The Fall Guy. Judas. You know, the white man. But for real, though. But whatever that means. Its reality is... in play, baby. The very concepts we swore as white men or white race assignees world over, we pledged to vow, to honor, to uphold certain values at the expense of the rest. Of course, you know, in a domination milieu, dominate, be dominated type of deal. Now, it makes sense. And I don't want you to all come rushing to my side and buy the famous literature and begin a cult movement of any kind. Give parts of your own lives to this external representation of, you know, what I, in this case, happen to be representing. Or any phenomena like that, take those patches off your shoulders, my friends. Come on, calm down, get a hold on yourself, remain calm. That's right. Be cool. We're in the number three phase where you be cool. Then you go to the fourth phase where you deregulate. And the fifth phase, recoagulation around the graduation of three into six. pivot point between another perspective on polar opposites of oneness and many. Since we're regulated by two, part of the human boilerplate, the boilerplate of 3D time-space occupation. You know. Of course, that's right. All of us are currently in the self-amnesiated version of a reality outlay type of thing here. So there's certain key concepts that we, by definition, are not supposed to know. Now, Heisenberg got out. They've contained the assassination of reality there. The third gunman on the Isles of Langerhorns. And they've never found them there either. The more they look, it's very funny the way that works out. Except to make for one horrible nightmare of recurring dream. In the pre-verbal phase of the dream header, the dream train, you know, like those pellets on the internet. You know, there's like subway-shaped pellets. And what do you think that's based on? You know, white man logic-only thought train. Command and control. Very military. A perfect verbal expression of what all the five races had been doing all along. Sort of like the current storytellers, the white race, the white racial tendencies of extreme left brain and, you know, masculine only thinking and everything. The carriers of the ancient stories of all peoples. And it took La Tabula Rosa of the white man and his strange stereoscopic brew of science and religion to calm the masses, my friends, and allow for primal ignorance on a mass scale currently to behold. Am I not correct on this? But see, they have to be there. They have to be there even on some level of disbelief to begin the history pool, the history for when it becomes reality. You will need a back story, partially prepared. So that's what's so good about many versions of media, is that we have a lot of different little reality modulettes to choose from in our collage making. The arch enemy of mass media. What the mountain represents in the marketplace. High quality, low volume. Not compromising, as opposed to mediocrity or lowest quality maximum folks populi type of deal.
Remove the meat, set the broth aside.
Very intimate. Overwhelming. So I really miss cigarette ads on the media sphere. Not allowed to have those now. We have to be good. We're good people, man. Look at this. I'm free of addiction to American cigarettes. Kind of like I'm free of homelessness. I'm free of leprosy. And you know how bad that can be. I've had leprosy several times. It's pretty horrible, but to get a handle on it before it spreads could get out of hand. Then it could get ugly. So I like living in the Northeast. You get the North, which is the masculine, and the East, which is the feminine. It's a very pregnant corner.
Single person I'll miss when I leave this earth. Yeah, how sweet this is. The only thing that has any meaning is what's real, right? What we get, what we give each other. And in the dark, we're all scared. We're all scared. And there's more of us out there all the time, man. And the song is from Van Morrison. I've been walking by the river. I've been walking down by the water. I've been walking down by the river. I've been feeling so sad and blue. I've been thinking. Oh, there's so much suffering, and it's too much confusion in the world. Take me way back. Take me way back. Help me understand. Take me. Do you remember the time, darling, when everything made more sense in the world? Yeah. Oh, I remember when life made more sense. Oh, take me back. Oh, when the world made more sense. Well, there's too much suffering and confusion, and I'm walking down by the river. Oh, let me understand religion way back. When you walked in a green field, in a green meadow, down an avenue of trees, on a golden summer, and the sky was blue, and you didn't have no worries. You didn't have no care. You were walking in a green field, in a meadow, through the buttercups, in the summertime. And you look way out, way out over the city and the water. And it felt so good, felt so good. And you keep on walking. And the music on the radio, and the music on the radio, it's so much soul, it's so much soul. And you listen in the nighttime while we're still in quiet. And you look out on the water, the big ships and the big boats came on sailing by, 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 by. And you felt so good now. And I felt so good. I felt the one here, Clay Blow and Tom Monica. Take me way, way, way back, back to when. To when I understood. When I understood the light. When I understood the light. In the golden afternoon. 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 When we sat listening to Sunny Boy Blow. Sunny Boy Blow, blow his harp. Take me back, take me back, take me way, 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 way back to when I understood, yeah. When I was walking down the street. And it didn't matter, cause everything felt so right and so good. Everything felt so right and so good. Everything felt so right and so good. Everything felt so right and so good, so good. In the eternal now, in the eternal moment, in the eternal now, in the eternal moment, in the eternal now, everything felt so good, so good, so good. So good, so good, and so right, and so right, just so good, and so right in the eternal moment, in the eternal moment, in the eternal moment, in the eternal moment, when you lived in the light, when you lived in the grace. In the grace, in grace, when you lived in the light and the grace and the blessing.
Georgia! light. Nothing has been altered since that last night.
Greg Toland learned his craft through George Barnes. I think he was with him for many, many pictures. And then Greg, of course, broke away doing his own and did wonderful work.
And the one I really was inspired on, that was Greg Toland. And I saw all his films, and I remember the first one, that was The Long Voyage Home. It was fantastic. He worked with a depth of field the whole time, and the lighting was so interesting because he dared to take a lot of contrast in the pictures. And perhaps it was a little too much sometimes, but for cinematography, it was fantastic.
Let's take him aboard. On your feet!
He did a film for John Ford, The Grapes of Wrath, which had a very naturalistic feel, that almost a documentary reality. I mean, you can take frames from Grapes of Wrath and put them alongside the WPA photographs of Walker Evans or Dorothea Lange or Doris Ullman or anybody, and it's really hard to tell the difference.
Fisherwoman. The man she had was kind and clean and well enough for every day. But, oh, dear friends, you should have seen the one that got away.
Told this from Bill, you'll have to hear it again. I told it in the car. There was a great football coach named Knute Rockne at Notre Dame University. And Notre Dame, back in the days of the great Knute Rockne, when Notre Dame was the and he said, I want you to remember, football is a game that takes courage. And then we'll put the ball down between you, and the idea will be to kick the ball, to try and kick it over the other fella's goal line. Took a swing and I've always thought of the importance of communication and how much a part it plays in what you and I, what all of us are trying to do. She said, look, Buster, you lay the diaper out like a diamond. You put second base on home plate. You put the baby's bottom on the pitcher's mound.
Weeks later.
later, I arrived at the retreat of the Redeemer, the Chosen One. When night fell, I climbed over the wall, cut through barbed wire, crawled past machine gun nests, artillery, and anti-aircraft installations. In the backyard, I found the Messiah planting trees in the moonlight.
Okay, well, can you give us a message, let's say, for those of us who are going to be listening to the tape now, who are all related to the Institute. Can you indicate to us steps that we might take, attitudes we might assume, or actions to increase the your ability to work with Earth? Can you be in touch with others of us other than this channel?
All that is necessary is to desire contact, and it will be given on whatever level the individual unit can best work with. There are some who would wish contact but have not considered and thought out all implications, have not recognized and dealt with whatever fears that would exist within themselves at the point of meeting, so to speak. We can assist by simply asking, and we can then help your manifestation of your purpose. There is much that can be learned and shared in this manner. It does not require that we appear physically for you. It can be given, and linkage can be made between two energy units, one of your kind and one of ours, until such time as acceptance occurs, and it can be done on a more, what you would probably call a casual level.
You know, the wife gets nervous, you know, because she's worried if they kill the barley, they kill the family. But that's not really going to happen here. It seems that whatever is making this thing has intelligence. And it seems that the farmer can still harvest. He doesn't lose any of his harvest whatsoever. In the meantime, he probably makes a lot of money because there are tourists coming all over. The place is crawling with Germans. And the Japanese are over there, and there's scientists and excavation teams kind of...
Well, let's...
Told you those Germans are coming, man. This is the best kept secret in many decades. Oh well, whatever. WZBC out of Newton.
I just whipped out this .44 Magnum pistol that I had in front of the seats, you know, and threw down on them, you know. So, I turned around and asked the other one if she dated niggers too. She said no, but she would if she had a chance.
In the 70s, CIA involvement with drug dealing in Indochina. Heroin.
Mm-hmm.
There's books on it that I worked on. Alfred McCoy's Politics of Heroin in Indochina. What about the president? So the real problem with Eisenhower was that he allowed his postmaster, General Summerfield, to seize all mail from the Iron Curtain and cut off communication, and also to prevent D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover from being sold in America or imported. And I remember reading in Time magazine, he put this great classic by D.H. Lawrence on Eisenhower's desk, and Eisenhower's, you know, asking for permission to censor it, you know, stop it in the mail or something. And Eisenhower said, terrible, we can't have that. About this literary classic. So who, otherwise, Eisenhower was not so bad by hindsight with his opposition to the military-industrial complex.
Sure, well, that very prescient
warning,
words,
yeah.
Absolutely. A warning that came absolutely true.
Yeah.
Flash forward to 1968. There was much talk of the convention in Chicago this year. You were in at the convention in 68.
Yeah. Mainly there to... originally, it was the idea to have a festival of life as distinct from a sort of death war festival with a convention still backing the war. I think everybody knew the war was unwinnable by that point. In fact, the Gallup poll in February 68, before the convention, said that 52% of the American people thought the war was always a mistake.
You bitterly said after that convention that the left, the dead who, the people who died in the war after 68 were as much on the hands of the left as the right in the United States. The left, in some sense, handed the election to Nixon.
Much, but what happened was that by disgracing the Democrats, and Humphrey particularly, who secretly was against the war and was actually trying to bring the Viet Cong to the peace table with Thieu, with our man there, with our puppet there, did have some effort to stop the war. I think that was pretty clear to anybody who was prescient at all. But he couldn't say it publicly. So the left got mad at him like their father figure and disappointed. And so about 2 million people or more in the left didn't vote. A lot of people didn't vote.
It was a $500,000 margin.
Yes, a half million people margin. So Nixon squeaked in because the left dropped out, just like the communists dropped out under Hitler, and, you know, either voted for Hitler to show how bad things could be from the right wing, or just, you know, indifference. The war was prolonged worse. Even though the American public didn't like it, the war was prolonged into 74, 75.
Yeah, until 74.
Yeah. I'm gonna make you mine.
conduct forwards. If you're going to say a line, and then you're on the mark. That's the first simple, simple lesson. With a close-up, which I've started with close-ups because they are eventually what sells you in a movie, because people see your eyes. And what you... I take my glasses off. What you get in the cinema... Watch... My friends here, watch the monitor. What I often see in television or cinema is people who are looking at someone else and they change eyes. Can I have some... Come stand here, sir. You stand off camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will look at you. Stand... Always remember, if you're doing a close-up with somebody, you, and you are the off actor, the one who's off the set, get as close to the lens as possible to bring the other actor around to the most advantageous for him, which is right round to the lens. So you stick your... Don't pan right, cameraman, because you're going to hit. Now, you see actors, and they're acting, and they change... And it's an infinitesimal thing in the eyes, that they change eyes as they're talking. Can you see my eyes changing here?
Yes.
Just I'm changing eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm blinking. Now that is two of the worst things to do. First of all, you never change eyes. And what you do is you pick an eye. Now which eye do you pick? I look at, with this eye, because the camera is there, I look at this eye, at your eye there,
mm-hmm.
which brings my face, you can see. If I look with this eye at that eye, look what you get. You see the difference? The same look. And if I keep blinking,
would bring home a German woman to his Jewish mother. After the Black Holocaust is the worst Holocaust in history, how dare you bring that skunk home to us?
On the side of the road, and I usually pick up women every time, you know, I see them hitchhiking, you know. I wouldn't want them to get, you know, picked up by some nigger and get raped. I've steered the conversation into a discussion of race. The word nigger, see what they say? Come to find out, the one sitting next to me had dated niggers. You know, so I turned around and asked the other one if she dated niggers too. She said no, but she would if she had a chance. So I decided to kill him. Whipped out this 44 Magnum pistol that I had in front of the seat, you know. And threw down on him. know, and threw down on them. Shoot him right in the car.
Wherever there's a demand, and nobody gives a shit. He's acting like he's this big international arms dealer. When, I mean, come on, face it. The only people I ever sold to were dopers.
Yeah, well, he seems to be making out.
Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so far he is. But you gotta admit, he's not too bright.
Oh, I won't go so far as to say that.
He moves his lips when he reads. What does that tell you? Okay, let's say that he's streetwise, yeah? I'll give him that. He's still a fuck-up. Killed a man who worked for him the other day.
Trying to tell me. First, you get out of here.
That's not what I'm saying at all. You know where he went? He went to go meet that stewardess.
Is that Polly?
Please.
Well, I don't know. You live with him, so.
No, I live here. He just drops in and out. Did he tell you about that $500,000 he's got down in Mexico? Of course he did. He tells anybody he's going to listen. Right? Well, that's what him and that stewardess are doing. They're scheming on how they can get the money over here.
And your point is...
Let him and the stewardess get the money over here.
5. Then dial 6872. Wait for a beep. Dial 5-9 and hit the pound.
Go!
W at the Z. Still a few tokens left in there, so let it run itself out into oblivion. Below that. Below ground. Poil. Which
for some people, for myself, it's definitely a way of life. It's very spiritual. Say what I mean about spiritual. It means correct information. What am I doing? It means important. It's good for my health and my spirit. You know, it has nothing to do with some high in the sky or some demon inside. It's simply God
that's the main.
Keep rolling. We'll get the whip.
Marketplace is made possible. Remember.
in the back.